Hello everybody, welcome to my creative project and you're listening to Anita Mize. I was not sure what kind of topic to choose for this episode, honoring the spring season which starts on March 21. Then I thought about what spring recalls, and that's it. I'm going to talk about flowers. What kind of words do you associate if you think about flowers? Let me think. Beauty, fragrance, elegance, grace, and emotions. Flowers hold a profound significance in various cultures, but in general have a powerful means of communication with heightened emotional symbolism. Literature and poetry are as well associated with emotions, representing beauty, love, and passion. People have long associated specific flowers with specific qualities and sentiments. For instance, the crimson rose is widely known as a symbol of passionate love, while the white lily traditionally represents purity and innocence. But I'd like to talk later about them. These cultural connotations, alongside each flower's unique appearance and fragrance, have made flowers as an integral part of significant life moments, such as weddings, funerals, and celebrations. Anyway, spring is the season of rebirth. Nature is waking up and trees are blossoming. Gardens turn to be colored. The first flowers blossoming are the primroses, which are the cheerful sign of spring coming, seen as symbol of new beginnings, hopes, and transformation, but as well as a declaration of deep love, specifically stating, "I can't live without you." In Japan, springtime is signed by sakura, or the cherry blossom, which symbolizes renewal and vitality, and in some parts of Asia, has a deep significant meaning related to love. Japanese cherry blossoms are a timeless metaphor for human existence, mindfulness, optimism, and living in the present. Another spring sign flowers are daisies, which have several positive meanings such as new beginning, innocence, simplicity, cheerfulness, joy. The white spot that you see in between the green grass. How can I forget about the flowers you may give to women on their special day? The mimosa flowers on March 8th, which symbolizes sensitivity, prosperity, and victory. There are so many other meaningful flowers that actually are not associated with March and the start of springtime. And before going on, I want to list some flowers. Let's start with the majesty of flowers. Roses, which symbolize love and romance, and each colorful variant. The white rose represents purity and loyalty. The red rose represents love and passion. The pink rose represents friendship. The yellow one, affection, but even jealousy. And the blue one, which doesn't exist in nature, represents elegance and symbolizes love at first sight. Another important flower is the poppy flowers, which are the symbol of Remembrance Day, hoping for a peaceful future in the aftermath of the First World War. It represents consolation, remembrance, and death. The next one is tulips, which I usually associate with Netherlands, but are actually not from there, but from Persia. They are flowers that represent, as roses, love and affection in different manners. Anyway, another flower that is most known, because we can drink it, is the hibiscus, which has its origins in Asia and Pacific Highlands, where it is a symbol of beauty, femininity, and young love. However, is often associated with Hawaii culture and the Aloha spirit, which celebrates love, happiness, and peace. I usually like hibiscus tea. And in Europe, actually, it's not a flower you can give. But whatever. Another particular flower to mention is the narcissus, the symbol of faithfulness, good wishes, and respect, which has a myth behind that. A man turned to a flower as a beautiful but stark reminder to avoid vanity and stay focused on the world and people around you instead of being only focused on yourself. The last of my list is the sunflowers, the lucky charm that represents happiness and usually unwavering faith and unconditional love. Understanding the meaning of flowers and their properties allows individuals to convey messages and emotions in a non-verbal manner, whenever presented as a gift, showcasing arrangements, or described within the pages of a novel. Flowers bear an immense power to evoke feelings of joy, sorrow, forgiveness, and even rebellion, resonating with readers and audiences alike. In literature, flowers have been employed as a powerful metaphor for love, innocence, beauty, and these contribute to the imaginary and symbolism of a story. The language of flowers, known as floriography, enhances their meaning, allowing authors to craft intricate representations of emotions and themes. For example, in The Secret Garden, written by Frances Burnett, blossoming flowers symbolize the renewal and personal growth of the protagonist, Mary Lennox. In the beginning, Mary is spoiled, ill-tempered, and unhealthy child, but when she finds the door to a secret and neglected garden, everything starts to change. She took a charming journey into the place of the heart. I wanted to read a poem before concluding. Chose a couple of weeks the perfect poem, but I forget to note it. But there are so many poems. And then I've chose the following one. The Flower That Smiles Today, written by Percy Shelley, the British writer and husband of Mary Shelley, the author of Frankenstein. This poem is about the brevity of all things, all hopes, desires, and delights the world has to offer are short-lived. Everything is fleeting and transitory as the flowers. The flower that smiles today, tomorrow dies. All that wish to stay tempts and then flies. What is this world's delight? Lightning that mocks the night, brief even as bright. Virtue, how frail it is. Friendship, how rare. Love, how it sells poor bliss for proud despair. But with thought, soon they fall, survive their joy and all, which ours we call. Will skies are blue and bright, will's flowers are gay, will's eyes that change here night. Make let the day, will's yet the calm hours creep, dream through hen from thigh sleep, then wake to weep. Now it's time to conclude, and I wish you to start and enjoy the beauty of the spring. It's time to rebirth, to start a new cycle of life, and leave old behaviors and patterns behind. It's the season of love. Just enjoy. Stay tuned for more XOXO Anita Miles.